My name is Francesca Cavillo, and I am the Senior Curator of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art at the National Gallery of Australia. I left that position 4 weeks ago, and I'm now the Senior Advisor of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art at the National Gallery of Australia.
Congratulations, that's amazing. And what about your tribe? Where are you from?
My people are from the top end region of Australia. So they are the Larrakia, they are the Waterman, they are the Yanyuwa, but I also have Kimberley connections, and my other side of the family is from Broomway, from Bardi people. So
one question I wanted to ask you was, many people will be visiting COSAC in the next few weeks. How can visitors get the most out of appreciating the artwork that is on display? You know, for people that don't know much about art, it's one thing to look at it, but how can we get more out of it?
Yeah, I think people shouldn't be intimidated by art awards or exhibitions. I think what they should think about when they look at an exhibition here at COSAC is that each painting is telling a story. And that story is being told by one individual. And that story may be very figurative and easy to read, where you can look at landscape or you can look at people or animals. But some of the artwork isn't easy to read, but know that it is a story. And they have a wonderful little catalogue, so visitors can look at the artwork and they can find out who the artist is and they can read the title. And the wonderful thing about artwork, where it is a lot harder to read, well, then you can make up your own story too. So,
I like that.
Yeah. But don't tell the artist.
What were you looking for this year when picking the winners?
Yeah. What I was looking for in the artwork is for work that really, work that caused me to think. And you know, when I say causing me to think, it's several things. It is looking at the way the artist is communicating, and they communicate by the composition, so the way in which the painting is portrayed. I think about the colours the artist is using and the way that those colours are positioned on a painting. And I consider also the intent. And sometimes, you know, that intent you can't describe because sometimes paintings and those stories evoke emotions within you. And again, that's the way in which an artist can, if he or she is very, very clever, can communicate visually with the viewer. So that's what I look for.
Actually, it was really good hearing you tonight, Alan, and your laugh. Especially when Francesca said that it was such a hard task to pick and choose the winners for COSAC Art Awards. Why did you laugh?
Well, I laugh because we both, although we've been in the field a long time and we've known each other, this is the first time we've actually come together and found out what our attitude was, you know. And actually, the dialogue, it wasn't heated. It was really exciting, you know. But I'm actually amazed how many times we agreed. And only a couple of times did, you know, well, sparks didn't fly. But, you know, that's why I said, why am I laughing?
And, fair enough. And you got to love a little bit of drama.
Yeah.
My name is Waling Garospe, and I entered a work into the category of portraiture.
It's fantastic. A beautiful, massive portrait of a local man from Karratha. Tell me about this man.
Okay, Graham Penny has been here in the Pilbara since the 70s. In fact, he mentioned that he actually met Red Dog. So that is quite amusing. He's currently the deputy principal of Karratha Primary School, a very compassionate man, a very good educator. Children love him. He has a very good aura, just a very good personality.
Now, it's amazing. I'm always in awe when I see portraits, and especially because you've used, it looks like paint to me. Tell me about your artwork and what went into it and how long it took you to complete this beautiful work of art.
All right. It took me around because I was logging my hours just to find out how long I actually finished a painting, because people ask me how long I finish it. So when I logged it, it actually came up to 55 hours to finish this work. But of course, staggered. You know, in a weekend I put 4 hours, 2 hours. I like a lot of brushwork in a painting, so I like the earthy feel of oil. And as you can see, I use tiny brushes to create the lines in his face and to create his hair. And there's a lot of layers in that work, just layers and layers of paint, just to create that sort of translucent quality of the skin.
Is that right? And to give it fullness as well, I suppose, with the hair. So how many layers of or lines would you say went into his hair alone?
I wouldn't know. But it's just, you know how while you're painting, you're looking always at that man, that image of him in your head, and thinking, how will I capture his personality? You know, how will I capture his eyes? How will I capture the compassionate being that he is? So as I added layers and erased some, because it just sometimes it didn't look right, I just sometimes had to stop and then look and say, okay, is this already, does it show already? In his eyes, or does it show in his beard, in his, you know, stubbles in his skin?
And actually, no, I can see compassion. I can see compassion in his eyes, and I think in the way his cheek sagging a bit. I don't know if that's the right word, sorry.
Oh, he's a man of character. I'm sure, like, he's been around. You could just see in his face the character. The character of the land itself, you can see in his face. The character of a kind man, you can see in his face.
My name is Marina van der Walt, and I've entered for the Works on Paper category. And the name of the work is Living the Dream 2. I've entered a work 2 years ago with the same title, but it was just the first one. And it was also about the whole, you know, living in the Pilbara, all the problems and advantages and conflicting.
Congratulations, you won category 9 tonight, and I believe $5,000.
I'm James Toohey from the Pilbara, and just up here with my partner to go to Wailing, and she's done a painting as well, and we're friends with this lovely lady here who won the award.
Now, I heard you say to Marinda, great concept. What did you mean by that?
Well, I just thought, you know, the way she's put the little trucks and everything for the salt and pepper shakers, and just the depth of the plates, and the way she's put the person's hands, and the depth perception of everything, and the colours, beautiful, absolutely.
And actually, taking a closer look at your work myself, I didn't see those trucks. I think it's because I am still learning the art of appreciating artwork. Like, you talk about depth. You know, that's like gibberish to me. But looking at it, did you use watercolours?
Yeah, just watercolour. Yeah. You have to spend a bit of time looking at an artwork to see the depth of it. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about the depth of it. To make it simple, what do you mean?
With the artwork, it can't just be the technical side of it, you know, just the colours, the lines and a picture. There has to be a message to it. So, or a feeling or something that the reader has to see.
Tell us about your painting then. It has a Pilbara feel because of the mining and the trucks that we see there. And what inspired you?
Two men after work having a meal and discussing work. So the whole concept of in the Pilbara, work never ends. And money is quite important. I mean, these guys having a good meal, you know, there's a wine, there's fresh produce, a salad, there's fruit, so they've had, you know, the whole thing. So it's not poor people. And and decisions made about, you know, what's happening in this area. And it is a bit of a worry to me that, I mean, development is good, but are we really responsible in how we explore the environment?
Hearing it like that, there's so much to it, so much more. I don't come to art exhibitions very often, so to hear all of that, the money, the work, that they're eating good food, I would not have looked like peeled back those layers like that.